Certainly, we've entered a new era of action on climate change since the Paris Agreement was adopted in December. And now when it will be signed on the 22nd of April, countries have more momentum than ever before to address climate change. And there's an immense amount of urgency. We're seeing impacts far and wide on climate change. And most recently, we saw Cyclone Winston, for example, hit Fiji in a devastating impact. Last year in the Caribbean, we saw Hurricane Erica hit Dominica. And that, the prime minister said, wiped out half of their GDP in just a few hours. These impacts are real. They are happening now. And it's time for action now.
Is the political will across the world strong enough?
Yes. In Paris, we saw more heads of state than ever before gather on a single day in history. This showed an unprecedented level of commitment to address climate change. And even for the signing ceremony, this important next step now after they adopted the Paris Agreement, we expect more countries than ever before to sign this agreement.
Where do we need to see more political leadership?
I think we can all do our best to increase ambition. We're certainly seeing a lot of innovation around the world from some of the smallest economies and then from some of the largest economies. And I think everyone, we must put our best foot forward to be able to address climate change holistically.
And how can you ensure that promises made by world leaders, by particular countries, are actually followed up? Mm-hmm.
This is a key question. And certainly in Paris, we had a COP, this climate change conference, this conference of the parties or the COP. This came through with a lot of very important decisions. And now the negotiations are going to carry forward this year into Marrakesh in November. And this is where countries are really going to decide the rule book for the Paris Agreement. What are the ways that countries will be held accountable for these targets that they've all put forward?
Will countries be self-regulating?
This is one of the questions that countries have to answer. Certainly, we saw unprecedented commitment with almost every country in the world putting forward a national target by the end of last year. And now what happens with these targets, how they will be implemented, how they will be measured, how they will be verified, how they will be reported on, are questions that all countries will have to negotiate through the course of this year.
The climate change skeptics have still not been silenced. What do you make of that?
You know, the climate skeptics, you know, they sometimes have an important role to play to make sure that all of our science is robust and that all of the decisions we're making are robust. But there is an overwhelming certainty that the climate impacts are happening. 97% of scientists out there agree that climate change is real, it is happening, and we have to do something about it. So while we can listen to the skeptics, I think we can't let skepticism slow us down. It is a time for optimism. It is a time for forward-looking, future-looking momentum. And I think that's what a lot of countries are already doing.